So first of all, I just want to say thank you for all the support from last week's episode. I know I gave you guys like a rundown and update of my life, and especially I feel like you guys resonated the most with my thyroid journey. So I really, really appreciate all the love and support. And you guys had so many questions. So I'm going to be making a video for you ladies. I didn't want to talk about it on the podcast because I didn't know how many of you would actually want to like sit through an episode of me just talking about thyroid. So I'm going to be making a video for you ladies, either on TikTok or YouTube. I'll for sure let you guys know where, about all the supplements that I'm taking, what the side effects are and how they've been helping me. Just because I want you guys, if you're wanting to maybe stop your medication and go the natural way, to be able to do that. There's so much research out there and it can be so overwhelming. Trust me, I know. I'm a big researcher and anytime I research something, I just get so overwhelmed. So I want to make a video for you girls of the supplements that I'm taking and are helping me. And to be honest, like I haven't felt better. I feel really, really good right now. And I am taking a lot of supplements, but it's worth it. I like from the beginning of the year till now, I feel like I really wasn't like prioritizing my health in the best way possible with supplements, water intake, eating nutritious foods. And I've gotten a lot better. I feel like I finally was like, you get to this point where you get tired of feeling shitty, right? And I feel like I got tired of feeling shitty, tired of looking at myself in the mirror and be like, okay, this is not the best version of myself. So I started doing something about it, especially this month. I will say April 1st, that's when I really committed. I was like, in the beginning of April, I'm going to start. And I've been consistent with my supplements for the last, now it's going to be the start of 4 weeks. So consistent with all my supplements. And I'm taking a lot of supplements, guys, but they truly all have play a part in me feeling better for, you know, to help with sleep and recovery and to help with my thyroid and to help with my bloating. Like I am taking a lot and some days it can be overwhelming, but what I've come to learn is if I make like a little space for them and I know like, okay, this is my supplements, this is what I'm going to take. And I set reminders for myself. It really helps. And then seeing like the results of it really helps too. I have been really like trying to be patient. I also just started taking creatine in April. I tried a year ago and I didn't like it and I was so impatient. I will say that I think I'm more prone to holding a little bit more water weight than other people. Creatine makes you hold water in your muscles, but I also feel like overall I'm just holding a little bit more water in my face and my midsection. However, I'm not sweating enough like I used to because I'm not doing as many spin classes and it hasn't been hot enough here in Houston to make me sweat. So I need to just be like more adamant about, okay, I need to go do things that help me get rid of the water weight, which is like making sure I drink enough water, which I do, and sweating. So, you know, I think with supplements in general, we just have to remind ourselves to be patient. Creatine is the one that's constantly reminding me, be patient. It hasn't been the full 30 days. So yeah, I will make a whole video for you guys about the supplements that I'm taking. So you girls can, you know, learn. And if you want to take them, you can take them. I'm going to try filming it for you girls next week. I don't want to make any promises for this week just because I leave in 2 days to LA. And I just want to make sure I'm like not stressed about making this video for you girls. I want to make sure I give you guys the time and energy you deserve. So I will be making a video about that. So anyways, I will be in LA this upcoming weekend. I'm so excited. I'll be there for Memento Mori for the Dark Sport team. With the Dark Sport team, I'm so excited. Last year was so much fun. And this year, I like don't even know what to expect. The little bit of conversations that I've had with Michael, I'm just like amazed at what he's putting together. So I'm just so excited to see everyone, to hang out with everyone. Last year, I got there a little late because of my flight. And I feel like it went by so fast. So I'm just so excited to be there on time. I'm going to arrive to LA a day before on Friday and just have a great time with everyone. Take a lot of pictures, take some shots with you girls. I took some shots last year and it was so much fun. Chris is shaking his head. I didn't get drunk or anything. Chris got drunk because you took a ton of shots with you girls were like, take a shot with my boyfriend. It was so much fun, guys. I love meeting everyone. I love having genuine conversations with everyone. If you guys have met me, you know, I'm not like, just like, hey, yeah, let's take a picture. I love getting to know everyone. I will say I am horrible at remembering names, but I'm really good at like faces and hairs. And I try to like, if I meet someone like compliment something that will help me remind, like put a face to your name. And if I can't remember your name, I promise I remember what you look like. But I'm just so excited. I'm taking my friends. So Brittany R, Areli, Eddie, and Gabby and Ismael are coming with me, which are my, if you guys know, my closest friends. I see them all the time. And I'm just so excited for them to get to experience this with me. I'm so excited that Art will be there too, because he's going to create some amazing content for me. He always does. And it's just going to be such a good time. So we're going to be in LA. We're going to go to Porto's on Friday. Our day on Friday is kind of just kind of like, we don't really know everything. Well, we have two things planned, Porto's and then dinner at Toca Madera, which we're excited about. And then Saturday, I do want to go for like an early morning run before we start getting ready for the Dark Sport event. I don't know exactly where yet. I want to go. Chris was saying that the Hollywood sign is on the, what was it? From the Runyon. So that's like, I guess, a trail over there. I'm wanting to go run on Saturday. So if you guys are in LA and you guys want to come run with my group of friends, let me know. I'm totally down to be like, okay, let's meet up at like 9 a.m. And then we're probably just going to grab some coffee afterwards, which it's good fun. I'm like, I just want to start my day on like a really like high positive energy. And then Sunday we're going to Disneyland, which I'm so excited about. I haven't been to Disneyland since I was like, I went to Disney World when I was like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even have like memories of it. I was like probably like 5 or 6, but I'm just so excited to go as an adult. And we're not taking Mia or my goddaughter Kylie yet. We want to wait till maybe like next year to take them, but it's fun because it's just like an adult group, and I'm just like so excited to like take pictures with Mickey and Minnie. I'm just gonna be like fangirling. I just want to be in this like magical place. So I'm just so excited, guys. So I'll be in LA this weekend. So if you're at the Dark Sport event, please come and say hi. And we're gonna have a great time. So, all right, let's get into today's topic, which, you know, this week I really didn't know what to talk about. I was like, what's like kind of like resonating with me recently? And I think the thing that's been resonating with me the most, especially with this month that I've been like committing to just like changing, getting back into my lifestyle, right? I was on a walk yesterday with my friend Brittany, and I was just telling her, because we're both very extremists, right? Like, we either have to like go 100% or we just kind of like get overwhelmed and not do some stuff. And so I was kind of telling her, I was like, listen, I was telling her, I was like, I don't want you to diet this summer. I want you to just like really focus on building a lifestyle for yourself, because I feel like even for me, I've been in this game for so long. The more I stress about getting in shape and losing the weight and tracking my macros, unless I'm on prep, right? Prep Jazzy is completely different. But lifestyle Jazzy, if I start focusing on those things, guys, my cortisol level like just gets so high, and I just start overthinking, overstressing to the point where I become miserable. And so what has helped me the most, and what I wanted to give you guys the advice, especially if you're like maybe like wanting to lose a little bit of weight this summer, but you're like, I just can't fully commit, is, God, I got a freaking lash. If you fully can't commit, is start out slow. Be patient with yourself. And I know patience is key here, but patience is so freaking annoying. It's annoying to be patient. You're like, when are the results going to come? But if you are patient, they will come, and you will wake up one day and be like, I am so grateful for this lifestyle I have built, because now it doesn't seem like a chore to diet. It doesn't seem like I had to bust my ass to lose a weight or bust my butt to get here. It's been a slow transition. I think sometimes you get carried away when we're like, oh my gosh, we want to lose all this weight by summertime, or we want to lose this weight in 4 weeks because I have a birthday coming up, or I want to look like this in 8 weeks because I have my wedding or a birthday shoot. And although those things can be great, setting a little goal for yourself can be great and getting you on track, they're not always the best for everyone. So my biggest advice, if you're trying to build a lifestyle for yourself, if you're trying to like not overthink this, not overthink losing weight and not overstress yourself, is start out slow. Make small changes every day that are going to stay consistent. So for example, step count, getting your step count every day if you can. If you can't do cardio, maybe you're like, I can't commit to doing cardio 5 days a week. I don't really want to do cardio 5 days a week. Okay, well, why can you not maybe commit to 2 days a week of Stairmaster or running, whatever it is, for 30 minutes, and the other days commit to 10,000 steps a day. Wear a watch. Maybe that's just like walking outside. Maybe that's parking a little bit further in the grocery store, at a store, or maybe going shopping and to the mall. And maybe you don't really need a shop, but you're going to go and get your steps in. Ask your girlfriend to go on a walk with you. Get those steps in. It doesn't matter where or when you get them. As long as you get them throughout the day, it's so important. And when you're already working on your goals, because you're staying commitment to something, to a routine, and throughout the time, maybe it's not in 1 week you'll notice a difference, but in 2-3 weeks, you'll start seeing some changes in your body. You'll start seeing changes in your attitude and how you feel. You might wake up and you're like, man, I have more energy, because you're not killing yourself trying to do an hour of cardio every single day, wake up in a month and hate it, and then go back to step one again. Because I feel like that's what a lot of us do. We go back into our old routine because we get overwhelmed, we get too tired, we're like, screw this, this is so hard, because we are impatient, because we want fast results. And I'm here to tell you, if you get fast results, you are more than likely going to put that weight back on even faster. In order to maintain good results, it takes time. I was telling Brittany, for me, my journey personally, especially after I go through something as hard as a prep, it takes me about 2 years of consistently going into the gym, of just not being so hard on myself, to get back into a healthy routine and to really, really love the level of leanness that I'm at. It takes time. One, because I don't want to go into a diet right after I prep. That's not healthy. That's not what I want to do. And you guys saw the results of that last year with me overtraining with my half marathon. I was running 60 miles a day, pounding my body every single day. Didn't lose anyway. I probably lost, like, to be honest, with all those miles that I was running and I was burning so many calories, I only lost probably 4 pounds, which is not a lot. If you were running, like, if you're burning like 1,000 calories a day, you would think that, oh my gosh, she's losing a ton of weight. I was not. My cortisol level was high. My body was just like not recovering. It did the opposite of losing weight for me. So that's your prime example. It didn't work. So I took time off from running. I did what I had to do and take some time off from spin, let my body recover. And now, because of that, I'm a lot nicer to my body. I give my body more rest, and other people see it. My friends see it. They're like, you know, I'm really proud of you because you are really taking control of your body and you're resting when you need to rest. You used to be so go, 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 and you would burn yourself out, and not burn myself out in the way that like I would go, you know, and eat bad or whatever. I've always been like, thankfully now with years of being in the fitness industry, I don't get like that. I just like burn myself out and I feel really tired and fatigued for a day or like a fever. And then I go back at it again. And like, it's like a constant yo-yo that I just like keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing until I'm like in tears and I'm like, I'm so tired. And Chris is like, nobody asked you to be killing yourself like this, but that's what I used to do. And I'm just grateful for last year, because even though last year was really hard a year for me physically, it really allowed me now to appreciate my body more and establish, quote unquote, I hate using the word balance, but a balance with me working really hard and really knowing when I need to rest. So I know summer's coming around the corner and I know we all want to look great. I just encourage, if that's your goal, if your goal is to look good this summer, if your goal is to feel confident this summer, start now. Start with baby steps instead of leaving it for 6 weeks before your trip, where you're stressing, where you're burning yourself out, and then you're going to go on this trip and you're going to eat a ton of calories and lose all that hard work. Start now by making little baby steps, cutting out excess sugars, maybe actually now tracking a little bit more, realizing, okay, maybe this frappuccino I'm having every day is not worth it, right? I just did that, guys. I am pretty familiar with things that I'm eating, but girls, all right, I'm a big coffee girl now. I've always loved coffee, but it's always been sugar-free. And I started to stop. I like stopped doing all sugar-free in the beginning. Like honestly, in last year in November, I stopped doing all sugar-free because it's really bad for your gut health. And if I had coffee, I would just give me a pump of vanilla. So what? It's not going to kill me. And so I still do that now. I typically make my coffee at home and I don't put any syrup, just my creamer. But if I do go out, I'll get my brown sugar shaken espresso. I don't do sugar-free vanilla anymore because now the taste just makes me like the sugar-free taste. I can't stand it. So if I go out and have my coffee, I'm gonna have my coffee. I don't do fraps. Just give me like one pump of regular syrup. I'll be good, right? But I didn't realize that I was like on a cold brew, like not every day, but I was like, especially during the winter, pumpkin spice cold brew. That shit has a ton of fat in it. And I was like, just like 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, let me see which coffee is like honestly better for me. The brown sugar shaken espresso from Starbucks or the cold brew. I'm like, the cold brew is literally just coffee in the cold brew. It can't be that bad. It probably has like 50 calories. That's what I was thinking. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. I called Chris. I was like, babe, did you know this cold brew had so much fat? And he was like, well, baby, I figured because it's made like of, it's thick, like milky. So like it has to have fat to make it that thick. And I was like, my heart, I was like, oh my gosh, I am not going to start my morning with this much fat. And so just like, that's just a little example for you girls. Just if you don't want to track everything, that's fine, but just get familiar with the foods you're eating on a daily basis so that if they do have really high sugar intake or they are really high in fat, you kind of cut them down, or you kind of say, okay, if I had this much fat in my coffee today, maybe cut down on high fat meats. So maybe you have a leaner meat option for dinner, or don't have a ton of avocados or a lot of oil or a lot of peanut butter, you know, cut on those things. There's nothing wrong with having it as long as you're being mindful of the other things that you're eating. But just being aware of what you're putting in your body is going to help you out a ton. And not overtraining, not overdoing it, and just being patient with the results. I feel like that has helped me the most. It's helped me really just love the process a lot more because I know I'm not killing myself. I'm doing it because I love it. I just picked up running again. I ran a mile and a half. It was hard as hell. It was not easy, but I love it. I'm starting to pick up running again. I'm doing spin one class a week and I love it. It fills my heart. It fills my cup up after class. I feel so good. So doing those things that really just bring happiness to me and make me feel like I love this lifestyle is the way to go. Do things that make you happy. You don't have to just do one thing and feel like I just have to do the one thing. There's so many ways to be active outside. Maybe ride your bike. And especially I was reading something today, maybe running with a group of friends is so beneficial for you because you're not in your head. You're not thinking about how hard it is. You're enjoying the process with someone else. You're keeping each other in check. It's a lot easier doing things with a partner than it is by yourself sometimes. So, you know, maybe this is your time to like you and a girlfriend. This is like, hey, we're going to prioritize our health this year. Let's just go and start with like a 30-minute walk every other day or whatever it is, right? Like getting people to be active with you is another way to, just motivate yourself as well. So I just really wanted to talk about that because summer's right around the corner. I know we all have goals. I know we all want to look great. Trust me, I do too. But the more stress you put on yourself, the unhappier you will be. I find that the more I just do things for the love of it, because I love it, because I know it makes me feel good, and because it's going to make me be healthier, is something that I can achieve long term, and it's something you'll be able to achieve long term. So if you are stressing about summer, baby girl, this was your reminder that, you know, summer is coming, but you need to prioritize being able to handle all the stress of losing weight and whatever. You need to be healthy up here first before you can be healthy outside. And I wanted to also say, please, if you are stuck in the mentality of I'll be happier when I'm this weight, you won't be. Or I'll be happier when I'm this lean, you won't be. Trust me, you can always be leaner. You can always do this better. Be happy where you are now. Brittany and I were talking about this and it was a good reminder. She did a bulk and she's the, you know, heaviest she's been. This is what she told me yesterday. It's not like me stating it. And she's like, you know, Jasmine, it was really uncomfortable for me, but I really needed this in order to develop a better relationship with food. And I love myself right now. I have, you know, I'm not the leanest. This is the heaviest I've been. You know, I always thought that I was going to feel insecure, but I'm really like grateful for the process that I went through, and I love myself now. And I've realized I just have to love myself through every journey and, you know, not put so much emphasis on I'm going to be happy at this scale, because I won't be. It doesn't matter. And she's like, I used to be like, I'm not going to buy clothes when I'm heavier because I'm going to lose the weight. But if I'm not happy in my skin now, then why does it matter? You know, it's like, if she's not happy and confident, it's gonna show in everything she does. So, you know, you may say, well, I'm gonna lose weight. I don't wanna get clothes that are gonna fit me right now. Well, maybe you do, right? You wanna feel confident right now. You know you're working on a goal, but girls, you gotta feel good right now. You can't just wait to feel good. You can't just wait to buy that good dress or whatever until you look a certain way, because you don't know when you'll get there. And I promise, things always come up in life. You wanna be able to enjoy where you're at now, and you'll be able to enjoy the process. You know you can get there, and with consistency and just showing up for yourself every day, you'll get there. But like, I highly encourage you to buy the dress, do your makeup, do your hair. Don't wait until you feel a certain way or the scale looks a certain way, you know, to get there. And I've also, you know, I feel like I've dealt with this too, especially with social media. Oh, I'm not going to post in a bikini right now until like 4 more weeks until like I look a little bit better. And I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm looking like now. I may not be the leanest, but I'm happy. I'm enjoying life with a hubby. I'm enjoying life with friends. I'm healthy. I feel good. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. As long as you're confident with yourself, that's all that matters. I know the way. If I want to lose some weight, I just gotta, you know, I know what steps I need to take, and I'll take those steps right now. The less pressure I've put on myself, the happier that I'll be, and the less the cortisol I'll have. So super important for that. So just wanted to, you know, give you guys a little pump up if you feel like you're struggling with maybe some weight gain that you gained and it's hard for you to lose, or some, you know, insecurity right now. Please, please, please don't put so much stress on yourself, and just enjoy the process. If you guys saw my story, I'm not even thinking about it. I think once I come back from LA, I'll announce that, you know, I'm going to be doing classes here in Houston. I'm really excited. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I want to have a purpose. I want to help others so much more than I, you know, I am now. And when I was doing the classes, just made me feel so good. And granted, when I was doing Caliente Curves boot camp, I was on prep and it was horrible. Like, I feel like I couldn't give you guys all my attention. So I'm excited to be doing it now as part of like my lifestyle. You know, it's so good. I can give you guys my attention, and just to have like this really cool space for you girls just makes me really, really excited. I want you girls to be able to come to this space where you feel safe, where you feel heard, where you feel like, you know, we can not only just work out, talk about things that you guys may be struggling with. I want it to be a safe space for us girlies. So I'm really excited. And part of that will be probably like a running club. I'm excited to announce that too. So if you're in the Houston area, it's a good time. It's a good time because your girl Jazzy is going to help you, you know, get fit if you need to get fit. So anyways, I hope you guys like this episode. I just want to say again, thank you for all the support. And if you're in LA, hit your girl up because I'll be there and it'll be such a good time. So anyways, I'll see you guys when I get back. Bye.